This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Falca. Although tens of millions of ballots have already been cast, this is in fact Election Day here in the United States, where the bulk of Americans who have not voted will be casting ballots for local, state, and of course national or presidential elections. The tallying of the ballots in the presidential election will be the main focus. In the last-minute rallies, U.S. President Donald Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden made their final pitches to voters.
Teach our students pro-American values. Pro-American values.
At a drive-in rally in Pittsburgh, Joe Biden says he's ready to have at the coronavirus.
On day one, we're going to act to get COVID under control. On day one of our presidency, I'll put in action a plan that I've been talking about for months. Masking, social distancing, testing, tracing. A plan for full and fair and free distribution of therapeutics and vaccines.
Millennial and Generation Z voters are expected to turn out in record numbers for the November 3rd presidential election, according to experts, continuing a trend of increased participation since the midterm elections 2 years ago. Among the nearly 240 million eligible voters in the United States today, about 20% are 18 to 29-year-olds who were able to cast ballots in today's elections. Austrian officials say that a perpetrator of an attack in Vienna, Austria, that killed at least four people and wounded 14 others, was a sympathizer of the Islamic State terror group. Interior Minister Karl Nehammer told reporters the assailant was armed with an assault rifle and wore a fake suicide vest. Police shot the assailant dead, and Nehammer said a search was ongoing Tuesday to see if anyone else was involved in the attack. Authorities advised people to stay away from public places. This is VOA News.